The Warriors hosting the Grizzlies on Sunday night at Oracle Arena, and a second-half surge helps deliver what's now 7 consecutive victories. Klay Thompson with 21 of his game-high 31 points in the second half as Stephen Curry added 21 points and 11 assists. Andre Iguodala had 20 points on the night, and Draymond Green with 9 points and 7 rebounds as the Warriors take it 106-94 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Draymond.
Steve, what was the key defensively in the fourth quarter? The 13 points you held them to, and I believe 5 of 25 shooting as well.
Well, we just picked up our intensity. Really, most of the second half, I thought our defense was much better. I thought Steph put good pressure on the ball. I thought, you know, Andre, Matt, Sean, they all came off the bench. Ian, David, we had good energy from our bench guys, and I thought you know, that fueled our offense a little bit. Obviously, Steph and Klay both had it going from the three-point line, and that's always a huge plus. But when we can get stops and get out and run and hit a couple three-pointers, that really gives our team a good charge.
So you've noticed that Andre's playing really well lately. What have your conversations with him been like lately in terms of just what you want from him, what you expect from him, and what he's going to be able to give you?
Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. That's about it. He's been fantastic. He looks incredibly athletic and bouncy and fresh. And he's a pro. I mean, the guy just knows how to take care of his body. And I think he's done a great job of stepping up in KD's absence, recognizing what we need from him. And he's been brilliant.
Outside of the Atlanta game, that was probably your best offensive performance since Kevin's injury. Are the guys more comfortable, or how much is it attributable to them just knocking down shots tonight?
I don't know. I mean, I think we've been pretty comfortable offensively, you know, during this winning streak. So it took some time. It took maybe a little rest as well when we got back home after that long trip. But we've had some good games offensively, just moving the ball, and we had too many turnovers tonight for my liking, but we got away with it.
You mentioned, you know, Andre looking fresh. Seeing him like that, does that make you want to use him more down the stretch, or does that make you almost want to say, all right, you know, we see what he has, throttle it back maybe a little?
Down the stretch, meaning in the last season. The season? We're just trying to win games right now, and he's in good health, so, you know, I'm going to play him. He can play all day, by the way. I mean, Andre never gets tired. I don't want to run his minutes up too much. But, you know, if he has to play a couple extra minutes while KD's out, then that's fine.
Coach, you change up the rotation in the second half. Draymond Green playing at center throughout a large portion of the third. He played the whole third. Why did you do that, and how did you think it went?
It was just a small game. It called for a small lineup. You know, their speed and their high pick and roll was bothering us a little bit, and so putting Draymond at the center spot sped the game up for us and gave us better defense at the point of attack, and so that was the reason for that. And we just shifted gears a little bit. David, I thought, was great defensively, and Matt Barnes came in and did a nice job as well.
Steve, I saw an article a few years ago. Andre was described as the new Scottie Pippen, and you know Scottie Pippen. Is that a fair description, and comparing him at all?
Yeah, it's a really good comparison, because what made Scottie was so great was the combination of elite athleticism and an elite basketball IQ. Scottie was basically our point guard in Chicago for all those years. It didn't say it on the score sheet, but he was our main ball handler and distributor, and that's kind of what Andre does. I mean, he brings this incredible level of athletic ability and amazing awareness at both ends of the floor. Great defender, just recognizes the game, the angles, setting screens. I think I've said it, you know, recently, but Andre's been our best player here the last few weeks. He's been phenomenal.
Just a little more. West and Barnes probably got some extra minutes. Is that something you're looking towards? Did it just work out that way to get Barnes into the 20s, 25 minutes, and get West closer to 20 a game?
Not necessarily. It was mainly just a matchup thing tonight. As I said, it didn't feel like a great game for our big centers. It felt more like a small game, and David excels in that situation. I mean, he's played power forward his whole career, and so he can, he's used to being out on the perimeter and guarding screen and roll. But I absolutely, trust both guys. They've been around the world. They've seen it all, and so I won't hesitate if the game calls for it to give them both extra minutes.
Steve, these games with Memphis are always kind of grind them out, defensive struggles. Yeah. I mean, do you enjoy playing them because their core is basically guys over 30. They do have some young players, but it's kind of a fun team to watch, and it really provides quite a challenge. I mean, why is it that they've played so tough against you guys?
They're just really good. I mean, they're one of the best defensive teams in the league, and they're smart. They've got the continuity of being together for many years now. They're a very physical team. They're kind of a more traditional team than what you see a lot of these days with all the pace and space. They like to throw the ball into the post, and that presents different challenges. And they're just good at what they do.
You mentioned the turnovers. How much of it, in your mind, was it result of overpassing, and how much of it was just carelessness, and how much of it was Memphis's defense?
Probably all of the above. I mean, we had several silly ones that we didn't need to make, maybe a little too ambitious, and then they're a good team defensively in terms of forcing you into places you don't want to be, and we had some of those. And it's I think I always say this, but if you play a great game, you're going to still have 10 or 12. So in my mind, we had 5 or 6 tonight that we could have avoided, and a lot of that was decision making, but I'll look at the tape, and I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay. Coach, did you have a chance to meet and greet young Isaiah and his mom?
I did.
And if so, how did that go? And talk about what it means for this organization to do something like that for a family.
Yeah, well, I met Isaiah and his mom, and they, they were part of a fraudulent ticket purchase in Atlanta, which we used tonight as a kind of a promotion an education for our fans to understand that they're unless you go on an official NBA website, NBA.com or Warriors.com, you can't be sure about what you're buying on other sites. And so it was kind of nice to be able to give them, after a devastating night in Atlanta a couple weeks ago where their tickets weren't good, to be able to provide them not only tickets, but really good ones too, and so it's fun to see their faces, and hopefully, our fans will learn from what we promoted tonight, and everybody out there recognizes that, the way to do it is you got to go on the team site to be sure that the tickets are valid. All right, thank you.
Draymond, what was the key for you guys defensively in the fourth quarter? They're holding them to 13.
We really scrambled around. We gave up a couple open threes to Troy Daniels, but they weren't in rhythm. They was kind of off breakdowns, and that second unit that started the half off, that quarter off, they really made an impact on the game. They came in, they locked down to start the quarter, and everybody else just picked it up from there.
Draymond, your thoughts on this upcoming, I guess, stretch of games against contenders? You just kind of take a deep breath and go, all right, well, let's go to Texas.
Absolutely. We know it's a tough trip. With the Rockets, who's playing well, and also San Antonio, who's playing well. But, if we go in there and play our game, which, we've been doing a good job of as of late, going in with a defensive mindset and, everything else will fall into place and we'll be just fine.
As a guy who's known for defense, you look at Andre, who also plays very good defense. What did you know what you were getting when he arrived here 3 years ago?
Absolutely. I had watched Andre for a long time, but we had just finished playing him in the playoff series, and all that stuff. So you kind of knew exactly what you were getting. Andre had been good in this league for, I think, when he got here, 10 years already. So We knew that it was a great pickup, and, you know, he's continued to be great for us.
Draymond, is there anything specific about Clay's playing style that makes him so prone to going on these scoring stretches, you know, the big quarter?
Yeah, he has a torch. That's all I really got for you. I mean, the way he moves without the ball, you know, he seems to always find open shots, but he just can shoot the lights out the ball.
A lot of times when Andre's on the court, you're off the court kind of watching things. Can you see how different you guys are when he's on his game like he is right now versus when he's maybe struggling a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, we're a completely different team. You know, when he's as aggressive as he's been, you know, as of late, when he's moving the way he's been moving, you know, he's beating everybody down the floor. You know, it makes us a completely different team. So you can definitely, you know, see the difference, whether you're playing on the floor or off the floor. You know, you can just see the difference in, you know, the way the game is flowing, the way everything feels, you know, when he's just out there, you know, going full tilt.
I mean, we've seen you guys play defense and the way you use your hands, but does it ever surprise you the way that he's able to get his hands in there on so many balls, man?
No, not at this point. You know, me and Steph used to kind of look at each other when he would, you know, get the deflections and just be like, oh, like at this point. You just see it and like, uh-oh, here it comes. Like, he's about to get this one. So we used to definitely be shocked, but at this point it's kind of routine.
Without Kevin Durant, you guys seem to be playing finally now pretty well. I mean, that rough stretch of 8 games where you were, you know, having to play so many back-to-backs. Do you feel that comfort zone now with some of the new guys they brought in and some of the veterans you brought in? Is there more of a comfort zone that you're in now?
I mean, I think there's definitely a comfort zone, you know, but like we've said before, anytime you take a guy like that out the lineup, you know, it's a different ball game, you know, and it takes some time to adjust to that. I think we've done that now, you know, kind of get used to the rotations and, you know, see where everybody needs to pick it up at, and, you know, everyone has done that by committee, so – you know, it took a little while to get used to, but I think, you know, we've figured it out now.
I was just going to say a quick follow-up on that. You have some veteran guys. It makes it easier with a guy like a West, even a Barnes or a Sean Livingston to bring them in. And Andre, of course, tonight filling in so well.
I mean, Andre's been great for the last month or so. You know, but D. West has been great for us all year also. You know, with the pickup with Matt has been amazing, and Sean is Sean. It definitely makes a difference when you have guys like that because you know what you're getting from those guys. You know, it's no shock what they're going to bring to the game. They're great veterans. They're great in the locker room. They're great on the floor for us. And so it definitely makes a difference. You know, you can trust that experience that they bring to the floor, and, you know, they bring it every night.
I think Randolph had one make after halftime. What did you guys do to take him out of rhythm that he was kind of in early?
I really just tried to fight him early, you know, not let him get such a great position, you know, like he was doing. You know, just try to get him off his spot, you know, pressure him when he's out on the floor, and, you know, make him try to take tough decisions, try to take him off his left hand.
One more victory and the Warriors reached the 60-win plateau for the third consecutive season, as now a 2-game trip is in store, Tuesday in Houston, then Wednesday in San Antonio, before the Warriors return to face the Rockets again on Friday night at Oracle Arena.